good.
Oh, you gotcha.
I prayed for you today.
All right, it is 4 p.m. on Monday, February 3rd, 2025. I'd like to call to order a special meeting of the Mount Clovis Township Board of Trustees for the purpose of and move to go to executive session for purpose of contract negotiations.
Second.
Second by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
All right. Ellis?
And come you off. I'm like.
All right.
All right, I'll make a motion to return from the executive session to general session for the special meeting.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
I move to close the special meeting.
We're adjourning.
Adjourning the special meeting, yes.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Right, we're running a couple minutes late, but it is just 5:05. I'd like to call to order a regular scheduled meeting of the Mount Clovis Township Board of Trustees for February 3rd, 2025. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Were there any adjustments or agenda items that needed to be made? Being done, I'll make a motion to dispense with the meeting of the minutes from our last meeting, January 21st, and move to accept those as submitted by our fiscal officer.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right, Gavin, do we have any correspondence?
No.
All right. And you want to give your fiscal officer's report, please? We have bills submitted. I'll make a motion to present those. Submitted totaling $270,252.75 for the attached list.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
I should close out year end this week. So I'll present it at the next one. I'll get you the draft appropriations this week. So then you have a week to look at them before the next meeting. So we'll approve those at both at the next meeting. Nothing to report.
All right. No old business. Other than our new business, we have to have a discussion regarding the Lucas evaluations and their belief. 100 property, 1,200, no, 1,500, I think, 400 in the first shot and 1,095 in the second shot that were improperly valued, a number of which were in the township. I know of which mine was one. I received a letter from the county auditor saying that it would have until the 28th of February. They'll send out a new bill, but nothing's been reflected on areas yet. But I know I received a couple of emails from my neighbors whose properties are impacted, and I just told them to contact the auditor's office and go through the process.
Right. So the reason I added this to the agenda, or have it added to the agenda, is because our called me. We never like when our auditors call us. It's no fun. And said, are you doing anything for your residents? And I thought Ottawa Hills is doing something. They'd like to present all the mistakes as a group and say, please fix these mistakes, auditor. We don't want to make our residents go through and fix your mistake. Sylvania Township was also a township discussing this. And I, at the very, very least, I don't, Kathleen, when's the next monitor go out? Maybe our website could have a link that says, here's the auditor. I just think that we should be probably doing more than just saying, hey, go fight this yourself. At the very least, to let our residents know we know it's out there, that this is a problem, we could provide a health clinic.
Well, I've got a question. In Harold's memo, though, it does say that they plan to be here on February 11th.
Great. We got to add
that. Kathleen is technically arranged, right? for the auditor's office to be available to meet with residents in Monclova on February 11th from 9 to 7 p.m.
Harold and I were talking to them about that, knowing that it's going to be very well relative, and they have switched over to the community center.
Community center?
Same.
So we've also are putting that out on our My Monclova. We're putting it out on our little billboard out front.
Once we get official confirmation from the auditor.
Okay.
I talked to her prior to last week and said, we would, Monclova Township, I'm sure, will reach out and ask for you to do something. So either you did it before I said that or you did it after I said that. So
you did it before.
She didn't know.
Well, she wasn't the right person.
Right. Right. So, great. I don't know if there's any more.
And the app. Will that, the folks coming out on the 11th, will that, I know you can also, the Board of Revisions for the people who aren't on the list, people could still challenge evaluations through the Board of Revision, but they have to set, when that hearing is set, can that substitute for that hearing, you know?
I do not want to quote the auditor's business,
right.
And I know that the timeline, a cutoff.
Yeah,
the story well.
First, right, yeah, but yeah.
I don't know, I just thought that this was the opportunity to discuss it and put some things into place. So let's say at the next trustee meeting, if February 11th goes well, great, we don't need to worry about this any further. If it doesn't, we take more action.
Kathleen, do we know how many folks from the auditor's office are coming out? So if 200 residents show up and there's one person, then there's not a line going.
There's definitely going to be more than one person. They originally had asked for this room and the fire training room because they were going to have that many staff members. Obviously, that doesn't work out. That's why they
started. Is this just for Monclova Township, or is this for the anybody who leaves in the way you chose?
Could be for any Lucas County, but they're targeting Monclova Township.
Okay.
Can I add some?
They are sending out notifications to people. They're at.
I just want to point out that Anthony Wayne, as an entire like school district, represented like 35% of all of the misevaluations over extra. So as a community at large, we were hugely impacted. So I'm going to bet there's going to be far more people than just Monclova.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Ryan.
I think people, mommy, and mailing nurses will come when they know they're in Monclova or not.
I will be there.
Our fiscal officer with a bit of sarcasm.
Yeah, no, right. We had enough.
So we often have a Monclova mailing address.
I wish.
My business has a water bill address.
We're not working on that. The federal government's going to take care of that.
Yeah,
so
we're,
we will put that out there on the My Monclova app ahead of time and on the sign. Okay, great, great.
Okay.
We'll keep that under old business. That under old business.
Thank you.
For that, and then Kathleen, and we'll walk on that. All right, then. With no other new business, we'll move into our administrator's report. So we got an OPWC resurfacing project, Harold.
Yes. I've been working with the county engineer on this, and we're ready to advertise and get the project going.
All right.
There is one change from what I have in my memo. I said the engineer's initial construction cost estimate was $1,934,000, and that was an estimate that they did way back at the beginning when we were applying for the grant. They've done a more detailed estimate, and it is now at $1,800,000.
So, will the still get the 706 in OPWC? With the lowered estimate?
Yes.
You will? It won't be proportionate?
Yeah, I think you're right. It is. Because
it's a percent of the total.
Yeah, like
the application was based on 1,900,000, and it's going to be 1,800,000.
I move to approve resolution 0203-2025-01 to approve plans and permission to advertise the 2025 Monclova Township OPWC resurfacing project.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
And we'll advertise that on Thursday. We can get it in the Blade by Thursday, can't we?
Yeah. So,
and,
do you want it in the Blade? You know, the law has changed on that, and we can just post it on a website and don't have to advertise at all.
Is the governor signed that?
Yeah, according to everything I saw.
I was thinking it was going to affect in April, I thought they said, but I could be wrong on that.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
April.
Dawn's telling me April.
What Trustee Lang is referring to is, and I forget the House bill, but that and all of our meeting notices and notices, the omnibus bill, that prior we had to in a little paper, there's a widest circulation, and then they changed that to a local circulation, and now we can post public notices for our meetings and things on our website and through our app as well. So, unfortunately, our local paper would be impacted by that.
They did say if you use your website and you have social media, you have to post it not just on your website, but on your social media as well. So, mm-hmm. probably need a little, okay, you know, all
clarification
already.
Clarification on that, but yeah.
Okay, and next I have the, you're all familiar with Montclovers, which are part of Lucas County Alerts, which was originally based on the WENS notification system, wireless emergency notification system that the county purchased. The county is switching to a new vendor, Everbridge Mass Notification Software. So everything is going to switch from WENS to the Everbridge platform. And our cost with WENS was, the contract was, our annual fee was not to exceed $2,500. The cost for Everbridge will be $3,200. So the price is going up a little bit, but the county tells me that it will be more reliable. We've had a lot of problems with WENS recently with the system not working. So in order for us to continue with our Montclova alerts, we need to approve a new agreement between the county and the township.
All right, I move to approve resolution 02032025-02 adopting the provisions of an agreement between the Lucas County Emergency Management Agency and Montclova Township for the use of the Everbridge Mass Notification Software.
Second.
Seconded by Vic on the motion, Lang.
Yeah.
Yes.
Vickery.
The rest of my memo is information. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Harold, are there any updates on the roundabout minutes?
It's on my memo.
did you have a conversation with...
I had a conversation last week with Mike Melnick, and... he understands the situation that we've had with that, and he said we will move this fiscal. So
I ran into him. I forget what last week, and he said that they've agreed in principle, but they want to sign up on they want to examine the trees out there kind and sign up what kind of rock we want to use. So
yep,
the weeds will start to be growing really quick here shortly.
I heard birds today. I thought the progress on the township annexation building, what are we calling it?
The annexation.
Sounded like full speed ahead, so that was great.
We're moving forward.
And Harold, I spoke to a representative with Mole and then Wheaton down in Columbus last week, and they'll be reaching out to you. bids on our aerial. I checked with the GovDeals down there. They can hold up on there. I think it ends this
one final push. She's going this time.
Yeah. There's just to touch quickly on the OTA meeting. There is now a refund grant for indigent burials. And they think they're going to take it back to member, that they will reimburse townships $1,500 for an adult, $750 for a child. So if the township is paying for any of these burials, we are allowed to get a refund from the state. I don't know if any of you guys were in that class.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a grant, and you have to fill out the application.
You fill out the application.
I don't know that it's guaranteed.
First come, first serve. So you guys want to put that on your agenda? And second thing that I thought was very informational is on our resolutions, being, again, the newer trustee, that when you pass a resolution on the books, it's there forever, unless you take it back off and send them the resolution. I talked to a couple people, I don't even know how it came up. They said that they're putting their resolutions, I might already have this, but their resolutions in an Excel spreadsheet. I don't know. I know we've got a book, but is there any way to go back and review the ones from 1980 or the ones from 1990 without reading through the whole book?
Every resolution is indexed for subject matter, date, and resolution.
In the book?
In the book.
Okay. They were saying they were adding it now to an Excel because they can do a control F and they can pull it up. So they were just moving into the next step. But I thought it was very interesting because I don't know if you guys were even here before 1980 or when year when these were passed. Go back and say,
right, we might want to get some off the books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or not be useful anymore. Let's pull
it. Clean it up.
Yeah. I think there's a lot in the OTA we can work through with staff. Mm-hmm. Let's find a time to do
yeah.
that.
That was very informational.
Well, Gavin, congratulations. She was part of the omnibus bill. You no longer have to keep track of cattle brands.
And
a bunch of But you do have to keep track of dog chips now, though.
Yeah.
Microchips?
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Subcontract that out.
Yeah. It's a good idea for the trust to get some feedback.
Get a quote ready.
No.
So we need to go to executive session?
Yeah. Any other questions or comments on here? That includes our agenda. Regular agenda, we do have an executive session to discuss economic development, but are there any questions, comments, or concerns from any of your audience members regarding any of our agenda items? All right. With that, I'll make a motion to adjourn demo session and move to executive session for the purpose of discussing economic development.
Seconded by Motion Kershaw.
Yes.
Lang. Vickery.
Yes. Jacob, how are you?
Anticipate any action.
Now, are we due yet, or have we been there?
Well, no, end of the month.
Okay, getting close.
Getting close.
Do you have a second to it?
Yes.
Sure. Do you have a last conversation?
Sure.
I thought of the name, I can't remember.
reaching out to White House. They're reaching out to Congress to have these meetings and make the best effort.
Gotcha. Okay. So maybe I'll just ask him, where else are you going? Because maybe he's coming to other areas.
Yeah. I know.
Waterville.
I know he has a list.
Okay.
That they're listening. I know that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
But I will email you as soon as I know.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
But I went through the checks twice.
I'm a little bit out of things now.
Yeah,
because
you're not.
Leslie did and some things I did. And it could be that even Harold didn't submit it. I do not minus it. I do not see it.
I don't see it either.
And I put his, you know, well, I mean, that's just me trying to gather them in through departments, but you don't see it. That's, I mean, very conscientious of, like, too many chefs in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Really trying.
All right, it is 6:42. I'll make a motion to turn from executive session to general session.
Second. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
At this time, we have no action items, and I'll make a motion to adjourn the general session.
Second.
On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Thank you all.
You